morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, cattle producer, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 26th. Broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, the auction itself at 8 a.m. Central Time. 24,100 head will be offered, including 5,400 yearling steers, 3,500 yearling heifers, 6,100 weaned calves, and 8,500 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to the website superiorlivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. If you're wanting to be a buyer, Superior Livestock asks that you call and register for your buyer number right away. That number again is 800-422-2117. Thursday, September 26th, next video auction from Superior Livestock. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
When producers talk deworming, they often associate the practice with the springtime. However, veterinarians are challenging that thought, as a fall deworming may be better for the animal and your bottom line. A twice-a-year program can help keep your cows clean of parasites and efficient through the winter. Dr. Mark Campbell, veterinary technical specialist at Bayer Animal Health, explains.
Deworming cattle in the spring and the fall interrupts the life cycle of the parasite and helps animals remain healthy. In warmer climates, you may need to do it a third time because the parasite has a longer period of time to complete its life cycle. In the fall, we're trying to clean these animals out. That way, we're not feeding the parasite all winter. Instead, we're feeding the cow or the calf all winter instead, because that's the most expensive time to feed an animal.
Dr. Campbell says it's important to not neglect parasite control, as skipping out on deworming can be costly.
If you neglect the parasite control, it's not a good deal, because specifically dewormers, it's been shown that it could cost you $190 a head in economic loss over the lifetime of the animals, because it affects reproduction, it affects growth, it also affects milk production in cows.
He says talk to your veterinarian to discuss what the right deworming program may be for your herd.
Producers should always talk to their veterinarian or their animal health provider to determine the best practices for their operation. Many of them do suggest Cydectin, which is available in two convenient forms, a pour-on and an injectable form. Cydectin is a great product to use, especially the pour-on, because it has lots of benefits. It's got a zero meat and milk withdrawal period, it's dung beetle friendly, and weatherproof all at the same time, so it's very convenient to use.
Again, learn more about fall deworming and what options work best for you by talking with your veterinarian at BayerLivestock.com. In other news, the American Farm Bureau Federation is observing Rail Safety Week by urging rural residents to be safe around trains. Public records show trains hit a person or vehicle roughly every 3 hours. Rachel Millay, Executive Director of Operation Lifesaver, says it's important people stay alert at railroad crossings.
People are more and more distracted and they're not paying attention when they're driving, when they're walking, when they're biking. The biggest challenge is changing that human behavior and getting people to be mindful of their surroundings and to look both ways at railroad crossings.
Rural rail crossings are more dangerous than others and typically have fewer warning signals and signs to keep people safe. Millay says following rail safety tips can empower others to do the same.
Rail safety is within everyone's power to be safe around the railroad tracks. You can be a model, you can wait behind the gate, you can wait when you see the lights flashing. Be safe and stay alive, and make sure that you communicate that with your family and friends.
You got farm news on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at KISFutures.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.